All right, so are you ready to dive deep?
Oh, I am always ready for a deep dive.
Well, perfect, because today we're taking a look at this idea of evolving and elevating. You know, how can we use our experiences, all of them, the good, the bad, the unexpected, how can we actually transform them into fuel for personal growth?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to become a stronger, wiser, more fulfilled version of themselves, right?
Exactly. And this isn't just about like sitting around waiting for good things to happen. It's about taking all of those experiences and making them work for us.
Yeah, it's empowering, you know, it puts you in the driver's seat.
Absolutely. And one thing that really stood out to me in the evolving and elevating material is this idea that self-awareness is like the foundation of it all.
Oh, for sure.
Because without that, it's almost like we're stuck in these cycles, you know, repeating the same mistakes, the same patterns, not really moving forward.
Yeah, I like how the text puts it. It says, without awareness, we risk repeating cycles that hold us back.
Right. I think we've all been there, right? Like reacting in a way that you kind of regret later on.
Oh, totally. It's like in the moment, you're not even thinking. And then later you're like, why did I do that?
Exactly. So how do we start to cultivate that self-awareness?
Well, self-reflection is a huge part of it, taking the time to really examine our thoughts and behaviors and, like you said, those patterns we keep falling into.
So it's not just about understanding ourselves in a general sense, but really pinpointing those specific things that might be holding us back.
Exactly, because once you're aware of them, you can start to make different choices, right? Choices that are more aligned with who you want to be.
Okay, so that's like step one, becoming more self-aware. But what about when we face setbacks? Because let's be real, everyone experiences rejection, loss, disappointment at some point. How do we keep those experiences from totally derailing us?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's where this idea of turning challenges into catalysts comes in.
So we're not just trying to like power through them, we're actually using them to our advantage.
Exactly. I mean, the text actually uses Oprah Winfrey as an example.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Imagine being told you're not fit for television by someone who clearly had no idea what they were talking about.
Talk about a setback.
Right. But look at what she did. She took that experience and used it as fuel to launch an incredibly successful career.
Okay, so that's a pretty extreme example, but it does illustrate that point that the text makes you know. Every rejection, loss, or disappointment is a chance to reassess, readjust, and reemerge stronger.
Yeah, and it's not just about like repeating a mantra or something. There are actual ways to practically shift your perspective.
So, like, how do we actually do that? Because saying it is one thing, but actually embodying it is a whole other challenge.
Well, a big part of it is cultivating a growth mindset.
Okay, I've heard that term before. What does it actually mean?
Well, it's really about how you view your abilities. Like, with a fixed mindset, you believe that your abilities are set in stone.
Oh, I see.
So if you fail, it means you're just not good at that thing, you lack talent, whatever. But a growth mindset, it means you see every experience, even the failures, as a chance to learn and grow.
So you're not defining yourself by your mistakes or setbacks. You're using them as opportunities to develop new skills, to learn new things, to become more resilient.
Exactly. And it's not just about like thinking positive thoughts. It's about rewiring your entire approach to learning and challenges.
I'm thinking about all the times I've hesitated to try something new because I was so afraid of failing.
Oh, me too. But if we can approach those situations with a growth mindset, we're so much more open to taking risks, right?
Yeah, because even if it doesn't work out perfectly, you're still learning and growing from the experience.
And that's what matters.
So we're embracing challenges, we're cultivating a growth mindset, but what about the impact this has on other people?
Oh, that's such a good point because, you know, our growth doesn't happen in a vacuum.
Right, and the evolving and elevating text also talks about this ripple effect, right?
Yeah, it says growth is contagious. It's like that analogy of a pebble creating ripples in a pond. When we step into our highest potential, it inspires the people around us to do the same.
Yeah, and it's not always like a big dramatic thing either. It could be as simple as the energy we bring to our interactions or the way we choose to handle a difficult situation.
Exactly. And it can be through our actions, our words, just our general presence.
It's like that idea that you can't keep a candle lit without spreading the flame, right? Your own growth becomes a source of inspiration for others to start their own journey.
And that ties into another important point from the source, surrounding ourselves with growth-minded individuals.
Yeah, the people we spend our time with, they have a huge impact on us, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Because if you're surrounded by people who are constantly complaining or stuck in negativity, it's going to be a lot harder to maintain that growth mindset.
So it's about being intentional about the company we keep.
Exactly. Okay, so we've got a few steps here. Embracing challenges, cultivating a growth mindset, choosing our company wisely. What else can we do to like really become the best versions of ourselves?
Well, the text also talks about self-care, right?
Yes, prioritizing self-care, both physically and mentally, it's so crucial, especially when you're going through periods of growth and change.
Because if we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not going to have the energy or resilience to really show up for ourselves, aren't we?
Exactly. And it's not selfish, it's essential.
Yeah, we can't pour from an empty cup.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And of course, we can't forget about setting goals.
Yeah, because goals give us that sense of direction, that motivation to keep moving forward.
Right. And even more importantly, we've got to take consistent action toward those goals.
Because action is what really creates change, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be huge leaps and bounds either. Consistent small steps, they really add up over time.
And I think that's a really important takeaway from evolving and elevating. This idea that personal growth isn't about reaching some final destination, it's a continuous journey.
Absolutely. I love that phrase from the text, an ever-unfolding journey of self-discovery, resilience, and transformation. It captures that sense of adventure, you know, that growth is a lifelong process.
And it's a process that's available to all of us.
Exactly. As you continue on your own journey, it might be helpful to think about this. What's one specific experience that you can reframe as an opportunity for growth? Maybe it's something from your past or even something you're dealing with right now.
It is such a good question. And remember, no matter what you're going through or what challenges you face, you always have the potential to evolve and elevate.
That's what this is all about.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. I hope it's giving you some food for thought and some inspiration to keep growing and evolving.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.